This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Good everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I am Jeremy Lopez, and I am probably doing what the rest of the world is doing right now, that is staying in my house because of the coronavirus. And so I'm working remotely from my office and my home as opposed to my office at the office. And so I am joining with you guys today, and hopefully all of you guys are nestled in your homes as well, spending time with loved ones and friends or you know, children or spouse or, you know, whatever, watching good television show. Now's a good time to catch up on some TV shows, I'll tell you. But you know, I wanted to talk today about some stuff because a lot of times people have been asking me, like, what do we do right now? What do we do during this time period when it seems like the whole world is just at a standstill, you know, and people are not working and they're doing this and they're doing that? And I like to say this first of all, I'm going to talk about this today, but first of all, I would say you continue living. You continue living. Now, even though we know we're all stuck in our homes, for lack of better words, I don't like to use the word stuck because to me it's an opportunity to stay in my home with my family. But hey, you know what? If the shoe fits, you know, go for it. But I really want to be able to sort of say that, you know, while we're in our houses this week or maybe the next couple of weeks or this month, you know, be productive in all that you do. And one of the things that people have asked me about is, you know, well, how do I continue these principles in God's kingdom? What I do, you know, as a Christ believer, Christ follower, and what I do, and I believe in the law of attraction. And I said, you continue living. Even though we're sitting at home, folks, doesn't mean that your mind turns off. It doesn't mean that the universe just sits still. It doesn't mean that God's kingdom sits still. It means that all this stuff is still in you know, it's still active. It's still, the activity is still flowing. And so this is a dynamic time, we have, you know, while we're at home, is to be able to sort of recalibrate, get ourselves ready and pumped up for once this thing is over with. You know, I'm already going to be thinking, you know, during this time of sitting home, I'm going to be, you know, collaborating, you know, with God. I'm going to be sort of pulling in those principles that God set into the universe to be able to work for me. I'm going to begin to prepare vision. I'm going to begin to prepare, you know, maybe some more money-making strategies I can have to where when this virus is over with, and actually during the virus as well, making money. But when the virus is over, I want to be ready, pumped up, and to go forward. I want to be ready to move forward. And I want to bring some principles today of things that I want you guys to begin to sort of collaborate on and think about and sort of get into the flow of what God has for you as you're going to begin to attract and continue to attract the things that you know in your life you need from God's will. The first of all, I want to say, spend less time with negative people. Now, we might say to ourselves, okay, Jeremy, that's easy to do because I am at home. I can't sort of, you know, deal with, you know, other people right now, so I'm stuck at home. Well, here's the great thing about it. Then start now. Think about what a dynamic opportunity we have right now to be at home where we can sort of recalibrate. You know, if what they say is true as far as maybe around 21 days it takes to form a habit or maybe to break a habit or, you know, anything that, you know, because I know there's sort of diverse ways of thinking that people have when it deals with 21 days, you know, 30 days, you know, X amount of days to do this. The truth is we've got those days. Take advantage of them. You know, take advantage of those days now, and that is to formulate a new habit. Break old habits. You've got perfect amount of time right now being at home. This is literally, folks, this is the perfect time to be at home to break some old habits and to create and formulate new habits. And one of the things you can do is spend less time with negative people. Since you're sort of quote-unquote being forced to be at home, I don't like that terminology, but let's just go there for a moment. Then you know what? That's awesome. That's awesome. Then you can sort of fade out those people that were negative. Fade out the people and sort of recalibrate in the sense of looking and noticing, you know what, I didn't notice, but sort of Betty or Christy or, you know, or Jim or Bob or, you know, Ken or whoever, you know, have been negative to me. And I'm just now realizing that when I'm on my own at home by myself. That's what you can do. And so I would say form a new habit this hour by spending less time, you know, with like negative people. It'll do you good. The second thing, get into a daily affirmations program. In other words, learn every day. Find something, whether it's a devotional maybe for your Bible or maybe it's, you know, universal principles or, you know, sayings or things that people have said, you know, throughout history that maybe were really powerful statements. You know, maybe create your own affirmations. You know, one of the things I love to do is create my own affirmation because I make it personal to me because I know me more than you guys know me. And so I make confirmations, bringing forth confirmations by making affirmations, and then confirmations come after that by other people. And maybe watching a TV show, I get confirmations of things I'm already affirming in my own affirmations, because it happens all the time. So when you formulate affirmations that are personal to you, what happens is you begin to realize that God will see to it, because you reap what you sow. God will see to it that you'll begin to reap back confirmation on the very thing you're putting out there that is personal, that you have created for yourself to say as affirmations that come from your heart. That's how the universe works that God's created. And so I'll always say, you know, keep daily affirmations flowing. Right now, if you've never done that, you're at home right now, start. Start on daily affirmations right now. Start preparing on good affirmations you can build up in your life right now. Now, the third thing I would definitely recommend to you is that you probably can't do right now, but build a support network. In other words, learn to be able to sort of collaborate with people on the phone. You know, build up a network maybe through FaceTime, you know, or maybe there's a new app called House Party. You know, it alerts all your friends to know that you're online, but you can begin to work up a support system of network. And then when you get into this chat, this new chat room we'll call FaceTime, or, you know, or this House Party app, then you can work with them. You can begin to, you know, say, hey guys, you know, like, what are we learning today? You know, what are you guys learning today? What's a good book you guys are reading since we're all at home right now? I mean, folks, this is the absolute perfect, most perfect opportunity to do this right now, is to build a support group that you know of people that are precious like faith. In other words, like-minded like you, that want to learn, that don't want to sit home and complain, and oh, I'm being forced to stay home, the government's making me stay at home to watch TV, and I have nothing to do. Those people, X out of your life. Honestly, get rid of them. Get rid of them. Those are people that are letting you know right now that if they can't be creative in their own home, and they can't find something powerful and creative to do, then you know what? You don't need them in your life. With me being at home, here's what I'm doing. I'm not only spending time with my family, but I'm also beginning to collaborate with God in the sense of creating a new strategy for my life, creating new levels of income, new streams of income. I'm beginning to learn, and focus on, you know, the aspects of getting new things by educating myself that I can begin to empower myself with right now. Not, oh, when the sweet by and by comes and the virus is over, what I'm going to do then? No, I'm working now. I'm working the work. I'm working my mind right now. And here's a great saying I want you all to remember right now. Work your mind and not your behind. You know why? Because right now your behind can't work. Are you with me? I mean, many of you, if not all of you, can't leave home. And so you know what? If you can't work your behind, work your mind. This is a time for you to start working your mind, folks. Put it to the test. See how creative you can be. What can you create this hour that will begin to be beneficial and empowering to your life right now? One of the most greatest things you can ever do right now. And when you begin to do that, you begin to realize, I'm going to put myself out there. And maybe through social media. Maybe you can't see people personally, but you can put yourself out there right now. As you put yourself out there right now, you can begin to say, hey guys, here's a book I'm reading. You can start a book club. Think about this. Right now is a perfect opportunity, because people are at home, for you to say, on social media, I'm going to start a new page, a new business page, and it's going to be maybe a book review, a book club. Maybe it's going to be something that you're writing on. You can get people to join in with you and network in with you, and sort of build your own clientele to where when the virus is over, guess what? You've already got a foundation built already for people to begin to come on board. So put yourself out there in your creativeness. Right now, people are trying to find things to do, because most people are not creative. Most people live a boring life. No offense, but most people do. Most people are looking at this as, I'm being forced to stay home, have nothing to do, twiddling my thumbs, you know. Well, those are the people that you need to target to begin to get off their rear end and begin to teach them how to be active and get them involved in what you're creating. They might not be creating, but you can create, and you can get those people involved and truthfully begin to prosper yourself from those people who are complainers and moaners and gripers and everything else because they have nothing to do. And then you can educate them to be creative, and then you, guess what? Then the paradigm shifts. Then they begin to realize, wait a minute, I'm awakening to a new paradigm. There's a new entrance, a new open door for creativity coming to me right now through this person. That's, you know, that, and you're prospering from them, and then they begin to prosper because they begin to realize there's more to life than just sitting here. I mean, this is a great opportunity, folks. So get people involved in what you're doing. Put yourself out there to do it today. It's dynamic. The other thing I would say during the season, be grateful. One of the most beautiful things of life is being grateful for what you have, being grateful for where you are right now. If you don't have the coronavirus, you've got something to be grateful about. If you do have the virus, you know what? Hey, here's what I would do. Don't let it take you down. just begin to believe God for strength and healing. And in the midst of that, you begin to realize, you know what, I can still be creative. I mean, you know, virus hasn't eaten my brain up or anything. You know, I can still be creative. I can still begin to put my, you know, my money where my mouth is and start, you know, speaking and start collaborating with people on social media. You can still do it. So even though you have the virus or don't have the virus, you know what? Praise God, we can still be able to do things and begin to know that now's a time where the entire world, think about this, the entire world right now is hitting the refresh button. I want you to think about that. The entire world right now is hitting the refresh button. And what that means is everybody is learning to refresh themselves, to say, I've got to learn a new way to live. I've got to learn a new way right now how to survive. I've got to learn a new way how to make money. I've got to learn right now, I've never been at home. I'm used to working every day, 9 to 5. The whole world is hitting the refresh button. You can be the one that can teach them what to, how to have a brand new beginning, a new start, the moment they hit that refresh button and start recalibrating in their brain. Then you can help them by educating them of what to do with their life now. The whole world is right now at a great opportunity where they can do that, folks. So when you learn to be grateful and teach people how to be grateful, you can teach them and revolutionize the entire planet by you being the change you wish to see in the earth. I love what Gandhi said. And Gandhi said that. Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the earth. That is a powerful statement. Sounds something like Jesus would say, doesn't it? Because you can. Be the change you want to be, that you want to see happen on planet earth. And right now, folks, how many times in history, in your life, of whether you live 80 years, 70 years, or 100 years, how many times in your life are you going to see where the entire world is at a standstill? Where the entire world right now is at a place where we're all being forced to be at home, for lack of better words. What better opportunity right now? Think about that. This time will never happen again in history, and hopefully. And you can begin to make the move to be creative and shift the nations and shift your life as you and shift other people's lives as you first shift your own life. Also, another point I want to make is start reading self-help books. Start reading motivational books. I'm really big in educating yourself. I'm really big into reading. Now is a great time for you all to begin to teach yourselves, educate yourselves, begin to get into that place where you can dive into something extremely powerful and educate yourself. Knowledge is power. And when you begin to educate yourself, you'll begin to realize that that knowledge, once this virus is over, you can start beginning to put it into action mode. And guess who's on the top? You are. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath, like the Bible says. That's where you can begin to do. And that's one thing that you got to do, is don't waste this time by watching frivolous TV shows that don't mean anything. Now, don't get me wrong. I watch good shows. I love thrillers. I love action movies. I'm a huge sci-fi fan. I can deal with the chick flicks. I love them all. I love movies, period. I love TV shows. I'm not religious about that. I'm just totally not religious. I will watch anything that's just good, you know? My point being is, but I also have an allotted time that I set out to begin to educate myself. And I have a big time where I begin to really educate myself, motivate myself, and begin to collaborate with God to say, I need a strategy today. How can I begin to improve myself, better and empower myself, improve my business, make more money? What's another new stream of income I can create today? That's where life is. And also, you can begin to create goals. Create goals today is one of the best, beautiful things you can do. Sit down and create goals. Get a vision board. You can order one from Amazon. People ask me all the time, well, I can't get out. I can't get out and do anything. Well, that's a lame excuse. Quit getting your excuses. Thank God Amazon still delivers. All right? Thank God for Amazon, period. So you can go to Amazon. You know, if you want to know maybe a good vision board to get, write my ministry. You know, we've got one picked out that is perfect for me, and it's perfect for so many other people. I can tell you which one to get. And so if you want to, you know, email the ministry, customerservice@identitynetwork.net. And when you do, just say, hey, Jeremy on his podcast recommended a vision board, you know, from Amazon. And we'll send you the link to know to tell you which one it is. But I encourage you right now that you can have the vision board delivered to your house and start creating. Start creating stuff. If you've got a printer, you can print out things from the internet or Google or whatever on what it is you want to get as far as goals, or maybe a house or car or whatever you want. Start creating and start planning a vision board. This is the best opportunity time to do that, folks. I would say go for it. This is your moment, folks. And these are some things, like points. I got a lot more points, but I wanted to sort of say these today, because I believe that each one of you today need to start thinking. Think right now during this time. You know, when people begin to look and say, you know, have the attitude, I don't know what to do. You know why you don't know what to do? Because you don't know yourself. You don't know yourself because all you're used to doing is having the entitled or the title or the, you know, the name of what you do for your job, or you're used to being a mom or dad. Let me tell you something. Your name is not mom, and your name is not dad. Your name is not preacher. Your name is not apostle. Your name is not prophet. One thing that really gets on my last nerve is when prophets and apostles and evangelists and pastors and doctors, they have to hide behind their title. No, you know what? You know why you're hiding? You know why you put that title in front of you? Because you're scared. Because you don't know yourself. You're scared that you feel within your own self you're not powerful enough that people will respect you and love you. And you can actually be vulnerable and move in humility. You know what? And that's why people hide behind that. And I'm not being ugly. I'm not being critical. I'm being truthful to let you know, quit hiding behind some ridiculous title. Be what it is you're called to be. If you're a prophet, just be a prophet. You don't have to have a prophet in front of your name. If you're a doctor, you don't have to show it off to the world. Just tell, just practice your stuff. Practice your medicine. Practice your theology. If you're an apostle, just be it. Nobody cares. Your name is not apostle. If that's the name that your mom and dad gave you, good. That's different. But I guarantee you, your parents did not give you that name. Quit trying to hide behind a powerful title. Be the powerful person by being your individual powerful identity that God's created you to be. Be authentic and people respect you, love you, and be vulnerable and not be afraid. Leaders are made from great servants. And when you're a leader, folks, I have news for you. You're still a servant, regardless of your top position, how much money you have, what you do. I didn't mean to get on that soapbox, but I'm just letting you know today, this is a time where you can be you. This is a time where you can find your identity. Because you know what, pastors, you can't hide behind your pulpits right now in your titles. Prophets, you can't be traveling right now hiding behind your amazing prophet title. No, neither can you apostles. Right now is you're learning your vulnerability. You're learning your humility at home with your family. That's your top priority right there. That's who you're really called to be, is all things to all people that you might win some. Maybe you can't be apostolic at home. You don't need to be. You need to be good. You need to be a daddy sitting on the floor playing Monopoly, playing, you know, checkers or Legos with your kids. That's who you really are. That's a higher call any day of the week than apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, an evangelist. I'm sorry, but it is. And so that's the role. So you got to remember all these things are you, and yet none of these things are you, because you are so much greater than titles. And so this season, folks, find yourself. Find who you are. Don't hide behind anything. Don't say, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Yes, you do. You're a powerful, created being. Be a son of God who God created you to be. Be that person. And be that change you want to see, and it'll begin to happen in the earth. All right? So look, I love every one of you. This is a great season for all of us. Stay healthy. Stay at home. And stay healed. And get creative, folks. You're a created being to be creative. Do you realize that you're a created being to be creative? Because you're a co-creator in God. Be a co-creator. And let's see your light so shine that God can be glorified in heaven, like the Bible says. Hey, you guys have a dynamic day, great day. By the way, if you can, sign up today. I want to tell you something really quick. Sign up today. If you have not signed up to be part of getting your personal prophetic word from me every month, sign up today. I mean, there are so many people right now radically just signing up like crazy because they want a personal prophetic word every month from me, which I sit in my office all day long and do prophetic words for people. And right now, while the world is standing still during the virus, find out what God is saying. You know, I would say, get on board with the prophetic. Get on board with it, you know, and see what God's going to say to you every month, where you have an idea of God's creativity for you, and you can begin to know what's going on in the world through the prophetic word, to find out where you belong and what you're supposed to be doing. There's nothing better in life than beginning to hear God speak in your life and say, this is what you're called to do, this is what you should be doing, you know, and go for it. And then you go for it, and happiness follows you, joy follows you, you know, life follows you, abundance follows you, and you begin to find you. In God. That's what I want you for you guys to do today. So go to the website, identitynetwork.net, and when you do, at the very top there's a toolbar, and it says there's one of the on the toolbar. It says, "Do you need a prophetic word?" Click on that. When you do, it'll take you to the page of needing a prophetic word. And you can choose to do one word. You'd like just one word today as you donate to our missions fund. Or you can choose number two, which actually is reoccurring prophetic word monthly. And when you sign up for that, it just basically, I start today, pray, get your prophetic word out today. And every month on the same day in which you signed up, you'll get a prophetic word coming to your email automatically, which is an audio download. And so every month, you're going to hear what God's saying about you during that month. So do that. that today. Sign up, folks. All right. God bless every one of you. Do not forget, as we always say, go and create the life, the day, the week that you desire from the will of God today. Your co-creator, go for it.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.